Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. As you can see, I am not Kim Farber today. I sure had technical difficulties and unable to be with us today, but send our greetings. I'm Albert Richardson, Vice Chair, and I will be facilitating today. Let me first start with welcoming all the guests, presenters, and thank the members for your attendance here today. Please, before I begin, I would like to remind attendees to please make sure that your phones and your computers are muted during this meeting. Please only unmute your devices when presenting or reporting. Please also turn off any videos that you have on your desktops or your handheld. If you have joined the meeting by both phone and computer, please be sure to be sure both devices are muted unless speaking. Please be advised that the meeting is taking place by conference call and is being recorded per Governor Green's Executive Order 34. A link to the executive order will be included in the minutes. The meeting recording will be posted to the department's website within the next few days. Announcement, we got a couple announcements. Two new members have been appointed to the statewide planning and policy council. Please welcome Kayla Jackson and Diane Savinas. Dina Savinas. Dina was appointed chair of the Consumer Advisory Board and has replaced Ben Overby. Thank you, Ben, for your time of services on this council. Attendees and introductions. To use the chat box feature on the web X, if anyone had called in rather than joining the meeting by computer, ask the attendee to email. All attendees should email Kirby Fry at kirby.fry@ten.gov to let her know that you are in attendance during or after the meeting has ended. Another reminder for attendees. Questions will be taken after the presentation. After each presentation, please use the chat box feature to submit questions. Kirby will read them at the end of the presentation. If you do not have access to the chat box feature, please email Kirby with your questions. Turn to the minutes for the last meeting. We need to seek approval for those minutes held on February the 11th, 2020.
Albert,
Debbie,
make a motion to approve.
I'm sorry.
Debbie Hillen, motion to approve.
Okay. Hi, Debbie.
Ricky Harris, second.
Okay. Please utilize the chat box feature to make a motion to approve the minutes. So, Debbie, if you'll make that motion in the chat box feature.
It's okay. I got both of it. It's fine, Albert.
Okay. Okay, we have a conflict of interest. Have we made that motion? Have all voted on that motion?
For what?
For approval of the minutes.
Oh, yeah. Debbie and then Ricky.
Okay. All in favor?
Hello, this is Marie Williams.
Hey, Commissioner Williams, how are you?
I'm doing well. Who is speaking right now?
We're coming up on you, and as soon as we get the minutes approved.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. All members in the affirmative.
Aye.
Okay. Aye. You have it. Minutes are approved. Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Service update will be done by our gracious and honorable Commissioner Marie Williams.
Well, I tell you what, thank you so much for that incredible introduction, sir. How are you doing today?
Good, Commissioner.
I'm glad to hear that. How's Memphis doing?
It's doing great. Doing great.
Good deal.
This is somewhat different than before.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Well, there are some things that I'd like to talk about today. There's so much going on. I wanted to start. I believe that we have Senator Massey on the call today. Senator, are you here with us?
I'm here.
Awesome. Senator, given that there's so much going on, any words you want to state before I begin my update?
Well, I just want to thank all the providers and practitioners for all that they've been doing to help with, help the citizens of Tennessee get through this pandemic and the repercussions and the fallout from it. So I appreciate all the work everybody does, and you're an amazing group, and of course this is the cream of the crop here on this call, but I do appreciate all of you and all of your coworkers and peers that aren't on the call. So just know I think a lot of you and know how hard you all work and your dedication.
Senator, that means so much. We know by your actions and your words that you do think so much of this community, and your support and commitment for us is so, so appreciated. So thank you for your words. Do we have any other members of the legislature or any of their staff on this call that I need to recognize? Because, Senator, you're the only one that I have been aware that you're on this call. Okay. All righty. Y'all, before I begin with the business of the budget, I want to start with a song. As you all know, music is so powerful, and multiple times throughout my service and less service for the state, I've brought songs to our meetings. Sometimes they've been funny. Sometimes they've been sad. And I'd like you to listen to the words of this first verse, and then I'll get into my words to be delivered. So if you will indulge me, here we go. To share with you some profound experiences that have occurred in our department over the last 2 weeks. As you all know, we are a family. Many of us spend more hours at work than we do with our own families. And therefore, when one member hurts, we all hurt. I've prayed a lot about what might be said because I in no way have any answers whatsoever to the pain that has occurred and that has continued to occur, and pain that I've heard from colleagues and staff members. But y'all are our family too, the planning council, the members on the planning council. And I wanted you to know what we have discussed for things that you might want to consider or might have already considered as we move forward working together and truly lifting every voice, because that's what's important. We all need our voices. So just a couple of words to you. Many of us have prayed and pondered about what to say as we believe this is a moment to stop and think, to think about why we do what we do, who we are, how we are, why we are. You see, we are a people that believe in the innate dignity and humanity of all persons, that all should be treated with respect, and that is why all of us do the work we do. We are a people who believe in recovery and actively advocate for those who struggle with substance abuse and mental illness, no matter what color in our state, and we stand. We rise for each one in the state. And as we have seen, disregard for human life, it tears open old wounds, it sets off a chain reaction that we know needs to be addressed, has to be addressed, because we know we're better than this. I've spoken to multiple friends over the last 2 weeks who have shared different stories of anxieties and fears over their teenage children going out, fears for their own safety due to no action of their own. We know that's not right in any universe. Those of us who thought and believed collectively we were further down the road of meeting people based on their character, not their ability, disability, or race. This has been a sad and heartbreaking time. I want everyone on this call to know that our department has taken the time to know that we're human, and we've recognized and called out our humanity and vulnerability. We have called out the ability to empower each other as leaders, to remember that, and to hear and respond to each other's pain as part of the teaching to love others. We'd like you to know that we hope that you will take time to talk to your colleagues, talk to your friends, call us, call me. If there's anything you'd like to discuss about what is going on during this time. And again, I just wanted to start with that so you knew about our department and those that are in our department and where we stand. Now to the budget update. Senator Massey has been involved and watched as there's been huge struggle and concern over the lack of state funds. As you all know, we've been given the direction to reduce our budget by about 12%. However, the governor's office has actually shielded many treatment programs for which we are grateful. So our total amount is $9.3 million. And the other thing that's happened that Senator Massey is aware of is that Butch Ely, who is the new Commissioner of Finance Administration, he used to be our Chief Operating Officer, they're now talking about a phased-in approach, so over a three-year period. Again, we're grateful for that. So I'll tell you what our values are that we're working on right now. And my team has been amazing, starting with deputy commissioners, assistant commissioners, down to direct staff. We did a call with the heads of TAMHO, TADIS, NAMI, Tennessee Mental Health Consumers Association, MHA, Knoxville, and Nashville. And we talked about what are the things that we must preserve, what are the ideals that we must uphold to keep our system as intact as we can, to serve more brothers and sisters who are in need of mental health and substance use services. And what we're doing in our department that we will present to the governor's office, to Butch Ely, is first we're reviewing all of those contracts where we've underspent over the last 2 years. So essentially contracts where there might have been allocated one amount, but over the last 2 years they only spent this. If we do that, that doesn't cut current people being served, which is so important. The second thing that we're doing is all sectors of our system are being reviewed for cuts, and all will be cut, including the department staff as well as our hospitals, because that's a number that will require that kind of cut. We are attempting to use funding that's one-time funding to phase in this first year that will result in no treatment cuts at all, or recovery, or education, or advocacy, or prevention. Hoping that, Senator, I know y'all are as well, that our economy rebounds, and hopefully that second year we don't need to take the amount that we're looking at. So we have been given till June 30th to put together the plans. As I said, we're working on them. But what I want this community to know is that our goal is to not cut anything that's in our service delivery system unless it's not been spent in the last year. And we're actually trying to put that into the phase two or second year, hoping that our economy turns around. So with that, Albert, I will ask if there's anything you want to say or respond to. And then Senator Massey, if there's anything she wants to say, because she's truly a big part of what's going on with the governor's office. They're deliberating right now the budget. So, Albert, do you have anything? And then we'll turn it over to Senator Massey.
Well, I want to first thank you and thank you, Commissioner, and your team and the legislative body, Governor, for your efforts to minimize the impact upon the residents of Tennessee and our underserved population. I just want to salute you guys. It truly takes effort, a combined effort, to make this happen. And so, you know, with that, I salute you. I'm sure that the members and participants will agree with me that you guys have been doing a heck of a job, and we couldn't ask for anything better.
Thank you so much, Albert. Senator Massey?
Commissioner, I think you have kind of hit everything on the head, and I appreciate the approach you're taking to looking for some savings and some money that wasn't used in contracts. And I think we got somebody in the background. Don't have their phone muted.
Right.
Mary Lyndon, your phone is not muted. So there you go. That works. But it's not an easy thing. Since I've been here, we've been fortunate that our revenue has been growing every year, and we haven't had to make hard cuts. And I think the next couple of years are not going to be easy, but you know, I will continue to advocate that the cuts are not made at direct service level, and do my part. I don't serve on the finance committee, but we will we'll continue to do our part to try to get the economy back rebounding as quickly as possible.
Thank you so much, Senator, and we so appreciate you because we know you're an advocate. We know that. Anyone else on the call, questions or comments about that? Albert, if there are no questions or comments, I will assume by the silence that people are good with what we're doing and how we're approaching it. If anyone has a different thought, please email me, because we are right now working with our teams on the cuts and how to phase in and preserve services. The next thing I wanted to update you all on is our advocacy
to continue being able to do services through telehealth. We know that that has been working across this state, and we're so happy that TennCare, as well as our department, took the stance to allow that, and that the governor issued an executive order, which has been extended to continue telehealth. I'm part of the National Commissioners Group, and we're advocating with the Assistant Secretary of SAMHSA, McCann's Katz, that that continue through federal regulation.
Albert, was all video lost?
No, I think I'm looking at everybody on. Is everybody? It looks like everybody's on. I don't know if we lost the commissioner. Commissioner, are you still on?
I lost her.
Yeah, I think, Debbie, everybody else appears to be on. Avis, are you on?
Yes, I am.
It looks as though we may have lost Commissioner Williams.
Okay, let me try to get her back on.
Okay, and we'll just stand by until you tell us to move.
Okay. Albert, Kirby. So the State Department, we're having issues with our VPN, JVPN.
Okay.
So there's some internet outages, and there's a whole lot we're working around right now. So
okay.
I have a few chats in here where people lost internet and had to call back in. So.
Okay.
You can just wait a few
minutes. Okay, so we'll wait on the possible people who might have fell off getting back on. We'll give it about 3 minutes. So maybe for now we'll just take a 3-minute break. Stay close to your computer. Give people the time to get back on, and we should be back on is by my
hey,
clock 10:26. So maybe
Albert,
in the
here
next,
she is.
Beg your pardon.
Hey Albert. Yeah, I can.
Yeah,
hey,
Commissioner, you back on?
Yes. Well, I've been on. Y'all just couldn't hear me, so I hung up and called back in. I've heard all of what y'all said. Did you hear what I ended with, or when did we all drop off?
Well,
Mister, last thing I heard was that you were working on a national level to try to get the federal laws changed regarding telehealth.
Correct.
Absolutely. And then I said if there's anyone that would like to send me anything separate, please do. And with that, I handed it back over to our chairperson, Albert Richardson.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner. And again, thank you for and your team and the legislative body and governor for working so hard to make sure that this impact is minimized as much as possible.